Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, J-O-E.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market.
Free Tony! Free Tony!
Yeah.
We in this bitch,
you
man.
You already know.
This is a special one for me, man.
What you mean?
Special one for me, man.
What you mean? Hold on, man. Wardrobe lady. Just keep doing
man,
the clothes.
She got the bottom wrinkle.
Yeah,
we don't need to be that. Trying to make sure your shit right.
Put some respect on Tony Lewis, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, I wasn't running you off, sweetheart. I just was making sure you had enough water in your steamer. You know. We're getting you straight over here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, making sure it's right. But like I said, man, this is a very special one for me because, you know, as everybody knows, it's 85% as I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Stop playing.
Yes, indeed.
From what part?
Uptown, to be exact.
I think you want you to say it because they keep asking me.
Yeah.
Why they ask me shit?
I mean, they know. But this dude right here is a product of Washington, D.C. You know, a lot of people are big on activism and being woke and helping black people now, but it's a lot of people that's been doing it before it was cool. And this brother's one of them, man. He's from a neighborhood that I'm very familiar with. I went to high school, Dunbar High School, that's, you know, close to his neighborhood. And this dude has always been active, always been a product of trying to stop a lot of the violence and a lot of the things that go on in our city. And it's being a helping hand to the streets. And it's something that I think needs to be, you know, a spotlight needs to be put on this brother, man, a bigger one it already has, man. So I need everybody that's in here to make some noise for my big homie, Tony Lewis.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
And, you know, it goes without saying, but that's exactly what this platform is for,
exactly,
man. It's to show love and respect to the people that we love and respect, man. So welcome to the trap,
yeah, man,
85 South.
Yeah.
Chico holds you very high regard,
yes,
man. So, you know.
Sure.
Tell them a little bit about who you are,
like
man,
you
and
say,
your background.
Man, I'm from the nation's capital. I've been a voice, a support, a pillar in the community for the last 21 years. I'm 40, right? So that's half my life. The work saved my life. But my history as it relates to Washington, I come from, you know, and I say this with all, you know, sort of deference and humility, and I'm not somebody to glorify any of that, but I come from a street, Hanover Place, that was synonymous with the drug trade, really sort of the first open air drug market in our city. And my family members were very responsible for that, right? And my father would grow to be, again, you know, somebody who was regarded as a drug kingpin. Went to prison when I was 9 years old on the biggest drug conspiracy in the history of our city. You know, I got life without the possibility of parole, right? Been in prison 32 years. That was significant for me. changed the trajectory of my life. My mother pretty much, you know, started to battle severe mental illness. We growing up in, and in D.C., you know, crack impacted the whole country, every urban community in the country, but nowhere, it didn't impact anywhere like what it did to D.C., right? You know, when you talk about incarceration rates, addiction, murder rates, infant mortality, all of that data speaks to how the crack epidemic punished us in our generation.
Right.
And so I was able to navigate through something that most people weren't, you know what I'm saying? And being able to become a public servant, a violence interrupter, being able to become the person that when men and women return from incarceration, that I was there along with others, obviously, right, to help get people stable, to make sure that when those mothers and fathers returned to the community, they wouldn't leave again. Somebody who spoke up, you know, and a correlation between another thing D.C. has become sort of the gentrification capital of the country, right?
Right.
And is a real parallel between being the crack capital or in the murder capital through the 90s and now what we're seeing with gentrification. So I've been a bridge. I've been a translator. I've been somebody who has ensured that legislation and policy changed in order to preserve and protect. Yeah, because it's not just about making noise with me, right? It ain't just about making noise. It's about being able to deliver solutions and holding people that are in positions to change things accountable for doing that. In the age of social media, which is an amazing thing, right? I love it, right? I think it's able people to connect, which is beautiful. But I think I come from a place where activism is personal.
Right.
Activism is something you do every day. And you gotta have a base, right? So if you walk through DC, people out there may never heard of me, but if you walk through DC with me.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm probably one of the most recognizable people because I've helped people, right? Thousands of people. I've helped them. People from grandma to the kids to the uncle who just came home from doing 30 years. I've done something for them. And I say that to say this, is that I take a lot of pride in that, right? And sometimes the work and being so attached and connected to the issues is really gotten in the way sometimes of me being able to do things like this. So I'm just so happy and honored to be here. And I really salute and respect what you guys do.
You said something that stuck out to me. You say you're a violence interrupter.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
Yeah, so.
But
so,
before you even go, I want to say something to that too, because that's the point that I was going to make. In the city that we come from, D.C. is a very violent city by nature. You know what I mean?
That's why when he said a violence interrupter.
We grow up, you know, very violent. You know what I'm saying? And I come out of the streets and was active and lost plenty of family members that, you know, that I love and hold dear to me that and shed blood in those streets. And what a lot of people don't understand is we have a hard time respecting people who don't come from where we come from and don't understand the things that we go through. No matter where you're from, you could be an activist from Atlanta or an activist from Chicago, but if you don't know the streets of D.C. and how things operate in the D.C., we're not trying to hear that. So him being a person that can say he's a violence interrupter, it speaks to his character because he come from the streets and he's respected in that space. Yeah. So when he walks into these neighborhoods, people look at him as somebody who understands what we going through and
that's
what we dealing with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just coming in for the photo op or coming in to be able to say, I was here and I did this for a quota. He actually coming in because he understands that what you going through, I'm going through. And if you lose your uncle or aunt, your brother and sister, I know what you gonna feel because I felt that pain. Right. And that's very rare in our city. So,
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah, I appreciate that, but that's it, right? And so being able to be in a position to save lives, right? Or at least attempt, right? And have that sort of buy-in and connectivity where at least somebody would come to the table to at least to try to squash something, right? That
right.
could lead to somebody losing their life. And then growing that to being able to influence legislation that would create programming that, cause so now when I walk in the community or there's other people that came behind me, being able to have something actually to offer too, right? So put that gun down, but pick this up, right? Having programming that's leading to family sustaining employment, entrepreneurial opportunities and grants for businesses, housing support, things of that nature, right? Where it's comprehensive and because we really.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.